I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office. Alaskans are relatively close to their history, and for the most part, interested in it. This is obvious to Paul McCarthy, head of the Alaskan Polar Regions Department of the Rasmussen Library at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The department catalogs, collects, and makes available historic materials and records. Access to the collection, for everyone, is the primary duty according to McCarthy.
We really see the resources as a state resource. It's a treasury of original documents, oral interviews, rare books, and the current published material that's available for study and use by serious scholars. But we define that the serious scholars not just as an academic scholar, but the journalist, the person, the lay person who is very interested in Alaska's history and development, the high school student who has a serious interest in exploring a particular aspect of the state's history, or the interested layperson who really has a commitment to understand better the history of this area.
Gathering and cataloging such material is a massive job. In the various collections of more than 5,500 cubic feet of paper, 100,000 individual photographs, 40,000 publications, and 2,600 rare books. As technology changes, the methods of recording information also change. The Alaskan Polar Regions Department is adding sections to include these new methods. Already, there are more than 1,500 taped oral interviews and 1,100 microfilm collections.
One of the things we're trying to do is to be a definitive source for the study of Alaska's history and development. And so we're attempting to collect records of people, of organizations, of businesses. We're attempting to design a program of interviewing outstanding Alaskans, but also Alaskans who may not have reached any kind of public note, but whose story still can tell us a great deal about how the average person lived and worked in Alaska.
As the collections grow, interest in Alaska and the polar regions is expanding. The materials available at Rasmussen are considered to be the premier collection of cold regions materials in the Western world. According to UAF Director of Libraries, Robert Guyman, there is a future of heavy use for the Alaska and Polar Regions Department.
We have researchers coming to Fairbanks specifically to work with the collection, and that means from foreign countries, specifically coming here from foreign countries to work with the collection. What this means is that we are not slighting our students and faculty and researcher locally. As we build a program, it serves our students, faculty, and researcher first. It serves worldwide research needs and concerns also. The two go hand in hand. The stronger we are in one area, the better it is for the research community worldwide, and the better it is for local need as well.
Bob Guyman is the Director of Libraries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our first guest was Paul McCarthy, head of the Alaska and Polar Regions Department of Rasmussen Library. For the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.